This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Lamassu.
There's a monster in my podcast.
And this guy is cranky.
Yeah, this guy, he really, he's holding in a fart because he's not sure if it's bringing in company.
Yeah, yeah, this guy is. And his wings don't look like they're coming from the same place on both his shoulders.
Yeah, no, it definitely is two wings come from the same shoulder.
Yeah,
is what's happening here. So we should really get this out of the way. This is the weird distaff counterpart to the Lamia a little bit. This is another one of our celestial, always lawful good, just kind of paragons. However, it is a lion with a human face, but also it has wings.
And it's a huge human face.
Yeah, it is gigantic.
Yeah, and he's got there's like fur on the sides of his face. He looks a little bit like
he's got a mane.
Well, like, I mean, if you kind of the way that it's on his cheeks, it's like a Neil Young kind of sideburn thing.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, no, like definitely. Just he never learned that you don't want your because you know it happens to us. Your facial hair will encroach on your let's say lower eyelid.
Yeah. Just keeps spreading until it eventually gets to, you know, literally under your eyes, and you look like you're wearing Magneto's helmet but out of hair.
Yep.
You know,
yeah, it's hell. But yeah, definitely. And also that is incredibly long hair, because the hairs that are coming out from right underneath his eyes, like on his cheekbones, going down and joining the main part of the beard. So this guy, he's
under
fully,
his chest.
Yeah,
this goes all the way down into like down to his belly button, essentially.
Yeah,
that's insane.
No, that's too much. Else. That's too much.
Yeah. This is too much pubic hair for Lucy Lawless. So these guys, one of the things, I like these guys more than the Kieran and stuff, because there's more detail about them.
Mm-hmm.
Once a month, they get together to talk about how the fight on the war on evil goes.
Yep. They have like they have elk meetings.
Yeah. At the White Moon. Like, which even sounds like a bar. Like they just go there, they have like their, you know, all you can eat fish fry. Like, how goes the fight on evil, friend? Oh, well, not so good. It's no. Still Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, like if we succeeded, everything would suck and no books would sell.
Yeah, so we'd have to throw ourselves off a mountain. Oh wait, we fly, fuck. You know, the end
of that terrible story. Such a gathering of lawful good causes the entire temple where they meet to glow in a pure light until it breaks up at dawn. There is perhaps no safer place in all the world that night.
I would feel very uncomfortable at that place.
Yeah, me too. I'd feel like they're judging me.
Yeah, totally. Like, and also, like, how's your fight against evil doing? It's like, I gave $20 to Planned Parenthood. Like, what would I do? Like, I just... You know, I don't know what the, like, oh, you know, I didn't go kill like a seven bandits, and I didn't, arrest a lich. No, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't, find the tax loop and the evil barons, you know, things like I didn't do any of that stuff, guys.
No, like
I'm not glowing. I'm hanging out.
I'm not operating on the same plane as you. So it's unfair of you to judge me against your own standards.
And also, I'd like to go to sleep. Would you stop glowing?
I thought that on Priceline the rate was too good for the White Moon. I feel like, okay, well, you know, I'm just stopping by. This sucks. I'm definitely leaving a 3-star.
This is worse than that time I was in a hotel room between two ice machines. So they have this, like, you know, good aligned creatures are always well received. Neutrals are watched carefully. Don't just call them neutrals.
Yeah.
Like, you don't just call people illegals. No. Like, you don't call people neutrals.
Who are you, Zap Brannigan? Come on.
Yeah. Neutrals. Neutrals. And then evil beings are firmly asked to leave.
Come on. Yeah. They're given written notice.
Yeah. Okay, guys, if you get one more red card violation, you'll have to leave the White Moon.
Yep. You're going to have to wear this bib that has a frowny face on it, and everybody's going to know that you are a bad Billy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just like Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, that fuck. Yeah, and so they fight Lamia as a manticores. Fine. And some people confuse them.
Oh, never. No.
Yeah, no.
That is a sensitive issue.
Yeah, and you might get like a pink slip. You might get a double minus check mark if you do that.
God, this is the worst preschool teachers ever.
They can use is that at will? Hold on. Hold up. Oh, no, hold as up. Well. 50% of greater ones can use holy word. I was like, can use Holy Word at will. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, I think Holy Word is pretty intense.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I wish that they had, like, you know, would groom themselves so they didn't look like an IT guy.
Yeah, he definitely looks like somebody who's going for the Logan look, but went a bit too far.
Yeah. Just like, you know, just because you own that set of claws does not make you Logan. Like,
yeah. Consider how good Alan Covert looked at the end of Happy Gilmore after he was cleaned up. He was the caddy, almost caddy.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You're not as tuned into the Sandler verse as I am.
I'm very much not. I feel like the Sandler verse is one of my least favorite campaign settings, and I will not buy that source book, my friend.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.